The group Keep Michigan Wolves Protected has filed language with the Secretary of State to put another petition on the 2014 ballot. The group wants to ban wolf hunting in Michigan. If the language is approved, the group would try to collect more than 160,000 signatures to put the question to voters. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us now. And Rick, this all gets a little confusing.
A little bit.
All right. We want to try to break this all down. So Keep Michigan Wolves Protected earlier this year had collected enough signatures to put a referendum on a state law that designated the wolf as a game species. We talked to a representative of that group. But then the legislature passed another law that would make that referendum meaningless because it gave the Natural Resources Commission the authority to decide which animals could be hunted, almost like check and checkmate. So what would this new ballot do?
Well, this new law doesn't just give the Natural Resources Commission the authority to name game species. It also actually puts the wolf into the game species list. So the Natural Resources Commission action on that was not even necessary. And so Keep Michigan Wolves Protected, the Humane Society, the groups that are behind this, are saying that this is cheating. It was sidestepping the original referendum because the people who wanted this could no longer get their way. And so what they say is, so we're going to go back to the ballot. And if we have to put a second referendum for people to vote on in November 2014, that's what we're going to do.
So if they do get that number of signatures, does that mean then we'll see two different ballot questions on wolves come November 2014?
There will be two referendum on hunting and on wolf hunting, and there could conceivably be other ballot questions as well, maybe put on by the legislature to affirm hunting rights in Michigan. So we could see a whole lot of hunting on the November 2014 ballot.
Now, either way, what Keep Michigan Wolves Protected is trying to do will not stop a hunt that's scheduled for this fall. Am I correct?
In theory, it could happen, but Keep Michigan Wolves Protected does not think that they have enough time to collect the roughly 225,000 signatures that they need in time to get it turned into elections officials and have the law suspended before that wolf hunt in November, which also means that, you know, come November, I think we're going to see a lot of activity in the Western Upper Peninsula from people who are both for wolf hunting and against wolf hunting, that you'll see, you know, literally activists out in the woods trying to find pictures and videos of wolves that have got their paws caught in traps and things like that. The State Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Resources Commission and hunting rights advocates will try to use the experience of the November wolf hunt as proof that it is wise wildlife management. So that's what we'll probably see in November.
And finally, Rick, are there any other legal tracks that the anti-wolf hunt folks are thinking about?
Well, there is a consortium of Indian tribes, the Chippewa Ottawa Resource Authority, and this is a group that was created as part of a game and fishing treaty with the state, and they're asking the state to scientifically justify the wolf hunt and to show them, you know, to show the tribes the justification for it. And if the tribes are not satisfied that the justification is there, then there's a process that's laid out in the treaty that includes arbitration, mediation. It could eventually include legal action, court action, to do something about the wolf hunt. So that's sort of where things stand right now.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. As always, Rick, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Cindy.